Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. How can I help you?
Somebody took $120 out of my checking account that I never authorized. And I called, and I don't know if you're with the same place or not, but these crooks have hired a third-party customer service place. And, of course, they just keep repeating over and over that I knew that it was a setup where I had to call and cancel something, and that was never anywhere to be seen on that. I mean, it wasn't. And the worst part of it is the products that they sent don't work. They're really bad products. So for them to charge me shipping and then turn around and charge me $60 a piece for these little sample sizes, and it's skin cream, but on the bank statement, it says it's keto or keto. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, keto gummies.
Uh-huh.
I think they do that on purpose so that if you raise a cane, they can say, well, that's not us. That's for gummies. We're face cream. But I'm hoping you'll be with the real company and not part of that third-party customer service center. Are you with the company?
We're third party, so we handle customer support for a variety of vendors, ma'am. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up the account, please?
Well, here's the point. If all you're going to do is tell me I'm lying and that it said that it was a setup, then there's no point. Can you help me get my money back? Or can you get me a phone number to somebody that can help me get my money back? And if you can't, I need somebody to give a damn and at least contact who's running the call center and tell them this company is stealing from people's checking accounts. You don't need to be representing somebody that's stealing from people.
Oh, no, ma'am. With that reliable service, we don't steal because the information is on the site. You actually have to check and agree to it before you process the order. But can
that
you provide me
that is a freaking lie, and I'm tired of telling you. Quit calling me a liar. I'm the one that was on the website. I'm the one that read it. And I'm telling you, it's not on there. And if it is, they've got it buried where you can't notice it.
Okay.
I never do that. Anything that comes up and says you have to cancel it or they'll keep charging you, I won't touch it. I don't want any part of that.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up the account, please?
37323.
Thank you. And your personal last name, please?
Kathy McGill.
Thank you. Verify your shipping address for me.
3331 Jackson Circle, Cleveland, Tennessee.
Thank you. I do see here you have an account with us for the...
Well, they canceled the membership. They canceled it. Hopefully that means I won't get any more thieving in my checking account. But really, I'm beginning to wonder if y'all are in on this because somebody somewhere is making a small fortune off of ripping people off. You realize by the time I paid the shipping, these two little containers cost $145, right? Or it was $140. I mean, you're talking... Well, 120 split in two is 60, and then another 750, so it's, another seven, so it's $67 a container, and these are tiny containers. They're not full-size products.
Yes, ma'am, it was on the trial, So, you know, after the trial, if it's not called in or canceled, you get charged full retail price of it.
I'm telling you, there's no way retail price on this stuff is $67. There's no way.
Yes, ma'am.
And they don't,
yes.
It's face cream, and it doesn't soak into your skin. I put it on, and it, you know, like sometimes you'll get hold of hand lotion, and no matter how much you're rubbing on it, it won't soak into your hands.
Uh-huh.
That's similar to the way this product is. You put it on, and it dries sticky. It never absorbs. And then I went in there to rinse it off because it felt sticky. And when I rinsed it, it was like real slick. Well, I don't think it's unfair to say almost a slimy feel when it was rinsing off. And I thought, good grief. And, I mean, the bottle that's supposed to be for your eyes, that soaks in better than the face cream. But that face cream, I mean, how's that going to do any good when all it's doing is sitting on top of your skin? It's never soaking in.
Well, I mean, the thing is, if you didn't like it, you know, you could call it in and canceled it before the end date.
Are you kidding? There was no end date. There was nothing there, not one thing there, that would lead me to believe that it was a membership-type deal or a subscription-type deal. Nothing. All it said was try a product for free. All you have to pay is shipping. And I thought, well, I'll try it. And I just assumed that they would send out a sample and let you try it so they hopefully you'd order. There was nothing on there anywhere that I saw about it being a setup like that, because I don't do that. And another thing that was really weird is I just wanted to order the one product, and it literally threw me into the next screen, and I couldn't get out of it. I kept trying to back out, and it wouldn't let me back out. And so I wondered if I got charged for both of them, and sure enough, I did. And when I saw that, where it charged $7 a product to send them, I thought, well, it did charge that second one. So when I saw there was no way it would let you out of that website, I just backed out, because it literally would not let you. It was weird. I mean, whoever's got this scam going, they know exactly what they're doing. These are professional crooks.
No, ma'am, it's not
all
a scam.
All the way down to, yes, it is. All the way down to the part where the bank gets a number that says gummies. Now, if it's legit, why didn't my bank statement show face cream? Why did it show gummies?
Because we're a third party, ma'am, so we handle customer support for hundreds of different products. So it may
that
pop up differently
matter.
On your bank.
If you're handling
yes,
for them,
would.
It shouldn't come up as a totally different product.
Yes, ma'am, it would, because we deal with hundreds of products, dietary products, skincare, facial creams, male testosterone.
Oh, my
boots.
God, you guys are in on this. I bet y'all are the ones doing it.
No, ma'am, we're not
it
in
is.
Or anything. That's the trial. No, ma'am. You just did not cancel the trial.
There was no trial.
Yes,
I was
ma'am.
Not made aware that there was a trial. And if you tell me that I did, quit calling me a liar.
Yes, ma'am. That's the only thing we offer is a trial, ma'am. That's the thing. The $6.95 and the $6.95 is for shipping and handling.
You are not listening to me, and you're not listening.
I am listening.
And I'm
to
not
you.
Going to repeat it. No, you're not. If you were listening, I wouldn't have to keep saying it, and you wouldn't keep telling me I'm lying.
Well, ma'am, I'm not.
I am not a liar. I don't lie. If it was a subscription and I agreed to it, that's one thing. But it wasn't, and I didn't, and you had no right to go in my bank account. And even if it was legit, there was nothing anywhere that said, okay, if you don't cancel this in 7 days, we're going to charge you $60 a bottle. Nowhere did it say that. And I challenge you, very few face creams, only the real crazy high ones, are that much money. Most face creams run in the $20 to $30 range. So even if it was legit, they've overcharged three prices for this, for what I got. at least the ones when you're paying, you know, between $20 and $30, you get a full-size product. So you're going to tell me I'm lying again?
I'm just going to tell you what's on the site, ma'am. You actually have to check and agree to it, ma'am. Like I said, maybe you just checked the information, didn't pay attention to it. That's understandable. But, I mean, you're paying $6.95 for shipping and handling, unless you know that you're on the trial.
No, it does not. And there's got to be somebody somewhere that you can talk to. And if there's not, shame on y'all for fooling with a company that's a crook. And I honestly, at this point, I think y'all are in on it.
I didn't know anything, ma'am. I do apologize.
Well, you're not, because you're just answering phones for so much an hour. But I guarantee you somebody there is getting a kickback on this because it's fraud.
It's not fraud,
ma'am.
It's
fraud.
No, ma'am, it's not. No, ma'am, it is not. I do apologize. I mean, on the website.
You to argue, like, every one of y'all are arguing to the death, so this means you've had this call a million times.
I'm looking at
There's
the site
no
right
way.
Here. I'm looking at the site right here, ma'am, where it says the information, and you have to check and agree to it before you process the order.
I never checked anything. I went in, put my information, and then it immediately flipped me into another screen. And I thought, I don't want anything else, and I tried to back out of it, and it wouldn't let me. And it did charge me for that screen. Thank God I did back out of it, because there's probably five more screens behind that one that it would have flipped me into so they could hit me for $60 a pop on those two. But there was nothing anywhere that I saw that would lead you to believe that that was the situation. And I'll tell you right now, I worked at a call center a long time ago, and I know better than most people that when you take those jobs, they just, you know, back then it was like $9 to $10 an hour. You're just sitting there taking phone calls. You don't have no authority over nothing. But I'm telling you, for y'all to be fighting to the death that I'm lying and going on and on and on, either y'all are in on it or you've had this call a million times and you're so used to it, you just regurgitate it. So, you know.
I do apologize if you feel that way, ma'am. But I can provide you with the website it was ordered from where it says that information, ma'am.
Shame on everybody there.
Well, there's nothing to be ashamed on, ma'am, because we're not doing anything.
Yes, you are. You're lined up with thieves, or you are thieves yourself.
Oh, ma'am.
And for you to get on the phone and make it your mission to tell people they're lying and argue to the death is just sad.
Or not lying, ma'am. I do apologize if you feel that way, ma'am. I have the information here. It's like anything you order.
I used to do that when I was on the phone. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. That's a polite way to say F you.
Oh, ma'am. It's like, that's for any online item that you order, ma'am. You have to agree to being 18 years or older and agreeing to terms. That's for anything you order online, ma'am. So we have no reason to lie, ma'am, about that information. That's just like for any company. You'll have to do the same thing.
All right, I've got real crooks here, I understand. Y'all are just a pack of thieves, just flat out. I hope every one of you gets it back tenfold, because it's sad. And I can't really say much, because I used to make us lie on the phone, too. And I had bills to pay, and I had to do what I had to do to keep my job. But maybe this is my payback. I worked for an appliance company, and they would sell stuff that they knew there was stuff wrong with it, and we couldn't let on that we knew there was stuff wrong, but you know what I mean. It's just, I know you got to have your job, but you need to find an honest job or something, because this is going to come. Hopefully there's such a thing as karma, which I don't really believe there is. I know too many people that's done mean stuff, and they never, didn't seem like it fazed them one bit. But if there is such a thing as karma, you need to be worried about it. Because that's just flat out stealing, thieving. I mean, yeah. So why didn't I know that it was going to charge $60 to my account in a week? Because it wasn't on there.
Say that one more time for me, please.
Say what one more time?
I said, say what you just said one more time for me, please. I didn't quite hear that.
They're thieves, and if you're helping them, you're thieving too.
No, ma'am, you asked me a question.
I never saw anything anywhere on that site that would lead me to believe I was getting involved with anything like you're describing.
Yes, ma'am. It's isn't right.
But
so,
the
go
price,
ahead.
These to try to tell somebody that these little jars are worth $60 plus shipping is just outrageously dumb. I mean, I could put that on somebody, and I mean, I could show somebody one of these and say, guess how much that is, and they'd probably say $10, $12. And y'all are charging $67, including shipping. There's no way this is worth that much. So it's just a big old ripoff, no matter how you look at it. It's not a legit company with a legit product trying to sell it for a reasonable price. It's not. And the fact that it's supposed to be face cream and it won't rub in tells you it's a super, super cheap crap product. I'm guessing the packaging probably costs more than the cream.
No, ma'am. It's just a trial, ma'am. That's really all I can say.
Well, like I said, if you're honest, you'll be telling your bosses about this, but at the same time, I realize I'm sure they know. Or you've got to be getting bombarded with these phone calls, so I'm sure they know. I'm sure you know. I'm sure you've had this call a bunch. I'm probably the 15th person today that's told you this. So I want my money back. And I want to talk to somebody that can make that happen. And it wasn't until the second person I talked to today that I was informed that there's no more product coming. I'm like, well, they're going to send more then, right? And she's like, no, you've already got it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? They charged me $120 when they put it big and bold. Free product. All you got to pay is shipping. Free. Free is not we're going to charge you in a week.
It's free for this.
It clearly said it.
Go ahead, ma'am.
No. They've got that website rigged to where you don't realize what you're doing, or they literally don't have it in there at all.
No, ma'am. When it says free, that means it's a free trial, because it's free because you're not paying for
free trial. They don't say free trial. They say this product is free. All you have to pay is the shipping. That's what it said. So.
It says more than that, ma'am. I'm sorry you missed it.
Where's it at? Is it in teeny tiny print somewhere? Because it sure isn't noticeable.
I'm looking at it right here, ma'am. It says an information right beside. I'm right under where you put your name, your address, your zip code, city, things of that nature.
Is it in tiny print?
Well, no, ma'am. You can't even pass to the next page without checking to it.
Okay. Well, congratulations. You successfully cheated me out of $120.
No, ma'am. It says you didn't cancel the trial.
Does it say it's going to be $60 a pop if you don't call them back in 7 days?
Exactly. It says that information, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you got me good. I'm telling you, this is something else. And the fact that y'all are dying to the, y'all go to the grave saying that I'm lying about all that. So whatever. Karma's a bitch. I hope. All right.
I do apologize, ma'am, but it's just a trial that was never canceled. But
At least you were nice enough to let me finish a sentence and you apologized. Them first two women I talked to were just downright rude. I mean, just flat out rude. I couldn't even finish a sentence before they would talk over me And then both of them hung up on me. So you've been by far the nicest of the three. That's why I'm saying you could get a real job. You're really nice. You should try and get like an actually real job. And I'll tell you something, because you've been so nice, I did what you're doing for almost 15 years, long time. And it really messed me up. I had no idea. I didn't realize how much problems it could cause sitting in a chair all day long and not really moving. And just be careful. I had my lower back, I don't have any padding between the bones back there because I would sit kind of humped over where I would be. I never would sit back. I would sit hunched over a little bit. And it wore that, you know, that cushion thing between the backbones?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it wore. And I've had problems for years, trouble walking, it was pinching nerves because that padding was gone, and it ran down my legs. And when you try to walk, your legs would go to sleep. And I still have trouble with it. So just be careful. If you're going to do that for a living, make sure that you're getting up and taking breaks and make sure you've got you're sitting back and
yeah.
not leaning forward.
Hey, you just made me adjust my seat now.
I'm telling you, I will say this. I don't know where you're working. It's obviously not a good place to work because they're thieves and crooks, and they're helping thieves and crooks, which makes y'all liable, too. And long story short, they didn't want us taking breaks. They didn't want us off the phones. And they actually had a system where it counted how long you were off the phone. And they even timed how long we were in the bathroom. And at one point, they sent out an email, nobody's supposed to go to the bathroom unless it's your break time. And I thought, are you kidding me? You know, it was crazy. So they were real big on wanting you to be at your phone constantly. They didn't want you to get up and move around. And that's really, really bad. So if you get the option to get one of those things where you can stand up or get up and move around and watch your posture, because it will come back and bite you in the bottom. I know. It did me anyway.
I appreciate the heads up.
Yeah, it is. And I understand you're just making whatever, X amount of dollars an hour, and they're not going to tell you nothing, but I bet you a donut that somebody that's on the top of the, whoever's running the call center at the top up there, they're probably getting them a really, really good kickback. I mean, I bet they are getting an awesome kickback. I would not be surprised in the least. That's how the world works. In other words, they know damn well it's a rip-off and it's a scam, but they're not going to dump them as a client because they're probably getting a big check.
Well,
and they're not going to pass that down to us peons that answer the phone. So, I get it. The fact you can't find the company or get to them is, you know, the whole thing, it's just...
The last time you called, you were talking to the company. That was the company.
They told me they were a third-party customer service, and they argued that I knew it was a trial, which I didn't, and then they hung up on me. But I'm telling you, every time I've called three different numbers. I called the number that's on the bank statement. That girl gave me another number. I called that number. And then I called the number on the side of the jar. I've called three numbers, and all three of them have been at the same place. I'm almost positive, because they'll tell you it's third party, that they don't work for that company, that, you know, you're taking calls for probably all different kinds of stuff and all that. And, yeah. So I think all three of those numbers went back to where you're at. Anyway, they don't admit to being the company. That's for sure they didn't. But anyhow, I'd say every single number they've got floating around out there comes back to y'all.
Well, we do a lot of different products, so that might be a reason there.
It's just like it says on my bank statement, it was for gummies, for keto gummies. And that's not even the product. I don't think that's an accident at all. I think that's their way of, you know, when people dispute the charge. Like, you can call your bank and dispute stuff, I think. I don't know. It's been a long time since I tried to do something like that. And I guarantee them to you, if they sent something to the people that got the money, they would come back and go, that's not us. We don't sell gummies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they would.
I've called three different numbers, and I'm almost positive all three of them come back to the same place. So the fact that every phone number they've got floating around out there comes back to y'all, and the fact that they didn't represent themselves correctly on my bank statement, and the fact that whatever was in there that I was supposed to notice I didn't see, I don't think that was no accident at all. I think they're professional thieves. So anyway, it's not your fault. Thanks for being at least nice enough not to hang up on me. And have a good rest of your day.
No problem, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
All right.
Thank you, bye.